This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
I always believe in paying forward, and I just feel that we need to help more people. And it's not about how much money I make, also it's how much money we give.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Color of Money podcast. We are thrilled to have you with us today. I am joined by none other than my brothers, my co-hosts. We've got Daniel Dixon, Bowman Keaty, and my friend Linda Lee. Yay! I know y'all probably... Okay, well, hello, Linda. Yeah, I know y'all probably think I call everybody my friend. Some people I'd be lying about. But Linda is actually my friend, and Linda Lee is a mega agent. So in the conversations that we have here on the Color of Money podcast, we talk about wealth building, we talk about development, we talk about real estate business, and we talk about leadership. Linda does them all, but today she's going to talk to us about her real estate business. If you are in real estate, you'll want to pay attention. If you are not in real estate, well, then still pay attention. You're about to hear from one of the best. Linda Lee is in the top 100 of Gary's top 100 at Keller Williams. Linda Lee is also has been, and I don't know if you still are, Linda, the liaison between China and NAR. Linda Lee does a lot of work in a lot of communities. Number one agent in San Diego a whole bunch of times. Also, she wanted to make sure that you all knew that she loves real estate. Linda loves real estate. So Linda, welcome to the Color of Money podcast.
Thank you so much, Julia, for a very kind introduction. I have been in real estate for over 22 years. I'm in San Diego, California, and I truly love real estate. This is how I look at it. You know, it's really one of the biggest investments for a lot of people, and it's so easy to get lost. And I just think that in the market like this, you know, we're kind of in transition, lower inventory, higher interest rate with a new change on August 17th. I just think it's opportunity time for us to reach out to more of our clients, doing more things with them and keep them very well informed, very well educated. I think that there's no simple formula for success, but really, you know, work hard, I know, or work smart and continue to like stay informed. And we are all learning based at Keller Williams. I just attended a KW Luxury Symposium 2024. It was so awesome. I learned a lot. I was sharing all my notes to, you know, anybody who's interested. And, you know, I personally, internal production, I just crossed a GCI close and earned in escrow over $1 million. And I was really happy to do that. But at the same time, it gave me opportunity to contribute to charities. It's been 12 years now, I think. So I'm coming to my 13th. And I just love Gary Keller. I always say, as long as Gary Keller is KW, I'll be in KW. Even though we get recruiting calls all the time, and Gary and his leadership team, including Julia, I'm just so happy to have Julia, a woman, a minority, on the stage for us and traveling around speaking. I just think that we need that. You know, it's not just white male all on the stage all the time. And yes, I was an AR's global ambassador for 5 years. I finished that in 2021. Global ambassador to China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea. It was very fun. And, you know, I did a lot of real estate community leadership. I was really dedicated for really a very solid 10 years. At the same time, keep my top producer production. And now I'm just, you know, really having fun. And I know you want me to talk about my business model a little bit.
Linda, before you even go there, you just like laid out a whole bunch of amazing stuff. And one of the things that really hit me, though, was it seems like there's a real thread of purpose there for you, that there's something driving you beyond, like you're achieving these huge sales numbers, but you didn't start out by saying, I love making $1 million a year, or I love being number one agent in San Diego. You started out with some much more kind of human elements. And I'd love to understand a little bit about how you think about the way in which, you know, the give back and the impact that you have in your community, broader in the industry. How does that drive you? How does it fuel you in everything that you've accomplished?
Yeah, you know, I always believe in paying forward. I'm very blessed, have very wonderful family of parents. that they have been very supportive throughout my life. And I just feel that we need to help more people. And it's not about how much money I make, just like KW Care, you know, also it's how much money we give.
And Linda, you were going to tell us how your team is structured and how you actually put out those kind of real estate numbers.
Yeah. So I'm an individual agent. I don't have a full-time EA. I try, but that position has not been very successful. So what I have done is I leverage. I have a transaction manager like TC that everybody has, you know. And then I have a director of operation that actually is sitting in Texas. She has over 40 years experience, but she kind of almost like my advisor and oversee things for me. I'm very high level. She's very detailed. So that helps. And I am leverage agent, two agents in the office, Iris mostly, and then Sandra. And then I pay an hourly when they help me. So it's not like a staff position. And I also utilize an agent in the office to show property for me or be an inspection. Like, they say the inspection is 3 hours and I'm there, you know, probably toward the tail end. And then, or I have out-of-town physician look at property and then, you know, they say that 2 or 3 hours and I might be there for an hour. So I like to leverage and I'm paying, I know people are curious, on the administrative side, I probably pay between $30 to $45 an hour. On the showing side, I'm paying $50 to about $65 an hour. So at the month's end, they give me an invoice and I pay them, they'll be $10.99. So it's working pretty well. Also, we have a printing department in our market center. So I also utilize the DAR to design and print and mail for us. And I just like to utilize the resources around me. And even if I don't have a full-time EA, I'm actually using probably everybody's, what I see is the talent pool. And then, you know, they also all have their own real estate business. And this is kind of cash flow for them. So that's how I'm operating. Yeah, I don't have any full-time staff on my payroll.
I think a takeaway there, though, is you don't have an executive assistant, but you have a director of operations. Mm. And there is some overlap there on some of the duties and some of the things that they solve for. To be frank with you, I've never had an executive assistant either. And we run multiple businesses, but I have my operations person that solves a lot of those roles as well. And I think the cool part about what you've built, Linda, is there's so many ways. I think agents get sometimes too rigid with the model or a model, and they keep trying to make it work a certain way versus being like, hey, here's what I want. Here's my vision of what I've got to accomplish. And then here are the people that can help leverage. Because at the end of the day, the model is leverage. The model is having people help achieve so I can keep that client service at a really high level.
Correct. Yeah, my director of operation, probably about 20 hours a month. And, you know, because she has so many years of experience, she has known me so well because she was my escrow officer when I started the business. So it was just phenomenal. And I just want to continue to leverage. I understand we don't complicate simple, but it could be very lonely. It could be very challenging. We can do so much work and not having a closing. So that's why it's like a cash flow for some agents, you know, like they had no closing for a few months and they are helping me so they get paid. And this can last them through, you know, the next client, next closing. And of course, I only want, you know, the people that we are in sync and on the same page. And, you know, if they go change, it's okay. We remain friends. And then I'm just continuing. I see myself working another 20 some years in real estate. I don't see myself retiring and I'm having lots of fun. You know, I can do business anywhere I am, you know. I was in Europe in October for, you know, a couple of weeks. And yeah, I just continue to conduct business. One of my associates that Iris, I took her to belated lunch yesterday. She goes, how are you away and still getting all this transaction into escrow? I said, I never stopped working.
Well, I think with you, Linda, you never stop relationship building. You mentioned that a little bit about how you like to have deeper relationships. Talk to us a little bit about that. And what do you mean by that? Because if somebody were to say, name the top five networkers, I would name you, but you wouldn't see you as a networker because it's more of a relationship. Like I said, I introduced you as my friend Linda because you make me feel like you're my friend Linda, right? Yeah. Like, so tell us about how you do these relationships.
I will be, you know, like through real estate, I have client events, but I'm actually changing that format. I speak on that topic many times. I'm changing that format this year already. I call it Project X. So I select on my clients, I select the one that I have not talked to and all that. I invite them to meet me for lunch or dinner, or then, you know, maybe I do 30, 40, a lot of time when they want to meet me, they want to talk about real estate. So I do that. I'm already speaking for my 2025 planning. I will have two events. I will have the day at the Padres game, the baseball game, and then I will have this, you know, celebrating love, kindness, and giving thanks. And then I want to continue. Oh, another thing that we do with our clients is, this is, next year will be the second full year we're doing it. We call it a real estate portfolio review, right? We will send one in February, send one in July. So we actually data mine to see all the real estate they own in San Diego. And we know out of state too. But, you know, even though they don't buy everything from us, that's okay. I mean, we understand. But we have booked about 20 pages about different services or different information, updated law and things like that. And then when they open up center for Coach Cody Gibson told me this, open up like, okay, here is the San Diego market. Like for January issue or for February, they will see the left side will be San Diego market overview, all the data, you know, market inventory, very detailed. And on the right will be the portfolio review. You know, this is a property you own. You know, they have, you own seven, and this is your acquisition date, this is the acquisition price. This is how much it's worth. And then we use the estimate value. We put a disclaimer down there. We take the average of Zillow, real, you know, whatever average of that number. But if you want exact number, you need to make an appointment with Linda so she can walk your property. You know, we say that on the disclaimer and then show them how much value they have increased and how much, what percentage that is. So my client now is trained, but of course they open that book. They not go right into how much, like, oh my gosh, you know, I appreciate over 5 million. I appreciate over, you know, 125%, things like that. So that would be something they'll receive in the mail from us, hard. So now when I have lunch with them, especially the one that they want to meet up, they bring the book and they are talking. Or sometimes they're like, I also own this property, it's on your list. And that, you know, things like that. And we want to create opportunities so we know the inventory of our clients. If we have somebody want to buy somewhere that it could be one of my clients' investment property, we can use the opportunity to talk to our clients and say, are you interested in selling? And, you know, so we have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of properties my clients own collectively in San Diego. So I just want to have that value added. And then I'm very blessed with all Market Center have an in-house marketing department. And Cedar can print things very inexpensive, very high quality. That's why. And they even mail for me, match the booklet with the envelope, all that. So I'm very blessed to have that option for me to do that mailing. If I had to use the outside mail house, it would be really a lot more, probably double the cost. So yeah, and I think he's open to help other Kelwooden agents if they are interested to do things like that.
I think you presented that at Gary's Mastermind, right? At Mega Camp?
Correct.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah, Gary said, do I have a copy? Am I more of it? I goes, no. He goes, okay. So he just pulled a copy and take it with him.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit hometeam.com to learn more.
Now, Linda, how much of your business is from China? Is Chinese Americans or Chinese?
You know, this is a kind of a touchy topic because, you know, the Chinese government more and more limit the money coming out on China. Mm-hmm. But I do think, if you are asking me percentage of Asian American, like what's my clientele of what's my business from Asian American, probably at 50%, if not more.
Okay.
I need to look at it, you know, because I don't want to get into trouble into not, if they are still Chinese citizen, how are they getting all this money out of China? Yeah.
Linda said, if I tell you, I have to kill you.
If your clients start asking, how do I get money out? You said, I don't get involved in that.
When you talk about your leverage, is your leverage, do they speak Chinese as well? Or how does the communication happen?
I will speak some very broken Mandarin.
Yeah.
It's still most like, most of the time, still me, I'm the front person. And then I do a lot of communication, but the support work is done by people I leverage.
Okay.
The key part into negotiation, into communication, into, hey, this is what we do, so on and so forth, I do that. But then they do a lot of support. Whatever we make a year divided by 20, 80 hours, that's how hourly rate. right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that if hourly rate is $300, and then this is how I look at it. Let's say if hourly rate $300, if I pay $30 or $50 or $60 for this person to do things for me, it's worth it, right? I love football. I love to watch college football on Saturday. I love to watch pro football on Sunday. So if I can pay people to help me to show host open houses, yeah. And I can have some relaxation and escape to watch football game, even though it drives me crazy, my heart pumps so fast when I watch a game, when my team is like, have a fumble or, you know, and then Travis Kelsey, okay, you know, you got to hold on to that ball, you know, things like that. So, and really, I just like to spread the wealth in that regard. I know I can really more focus on building more wealth. And, you know, honestly, it's just me. Like, my parents have done well. I do give my parents money. You know, they're just happy. They're just so happy that, like, oh, yeah, you know, I send them, you know, like, they say $10 every quarter or $12, whatever. And then I just kind of want to see people around me do better if I can help them. And then if I can share my knowledge and maybe they can benefit from it. And if they are interested, that's okay. I just shut up. You know, I can talk about food all day long because I'm a foodie. Or travel, you know, people love to travel. And yeah, so I just want to pay it forward. And that's what I love about Kale William is, you know, things like this, that Julia, you know, Daniel, Bo. I mean, we are all in this helping our community, right? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're like, it's probably better for me to go lead gym for an hour. But, you know, yeah, you know, lead gyms in different shape or form. Oh, also 25% of my business from realtor referrals.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to talk about, Linda. We talked about you building relationships. When I talked about networking, you do have a lot of agent-to-agent referrals because you spend a lot of time building relationships with other real estate agents. Tell us more about that.
Like Carol Williams, a family reunion, I will have an organized dinner. It will be February 17. It will be right after CEO Summit, right there on Mandalay Bay Noodle Shop Buffet. And then, you know, Julia, you were there this year. It was so much fun, so much networking. And then KW Luxury Symposium, I co-host a lunching with two other agents. And it was a great turnout. People just love it. Everything I do, I like to be more casual. Yeah, we want to make more friends, you know. And I always feel at times I'm an outsider. I don't get invited to things, you know. So why not at my own lunching or dinner? And then whoever likes to come, they can come, right? And then, you know, I know everybody, like, events like $100, no, $200, you know, lowest $125. We're like $100, basically at cost, you know? And I just, like, people come and enjoy and make new friends. And you never know that who you can help. And, you know, I just get business that way. I don't, like, oh, my God, boom, what do you sell? My God, if you have a San Diego referral, please send it to me. I don't really do that. But it's like, I want to make sure that you're comfortable with me. You think this kind of my Linda would be a good fit, you know, things like that. And then because of the support we have, we close a referral or we send out referral very often. I think I should be getting a check today. And, you know, I have other ones that enter escrow that they want to refer. And then also I'm getting a lot of physician referrals as well. So I'm just having fun with it. Like, how can I help you to understand San Diego market better?
Outside of those events, sounds like you have these great opportunities to connect in person. You kind of gave that example. Do you do anything to sort of stay in touch with people on the realtor side or even on the client side? How do you keep the continuity of that relationship?
Yeah. So for example, if the family reunion dinner list about hundreds of guest agents, I actually call them quarterly. Mm-hmm. I might not connect with them, you know, I might get their voicemail, but I leave the message. And, you know, and then at times we send in a card, like the Luxury Symposium, even though the Chinese agent, that group, they weren't at the Luxury Symposium, I share them my notes. I share them one page notes, my marketing. And I just do that, you know, because, and if they really want to find out more information about all the highlights I share, they can call me. I'm happy to share with them. So I could text them, I could email them, I could call them, and then we can possibly mail them as well, of course.
I'm always fascinated by that intentionality of that follow-up. I think a lot of people say, hey, I'm building this referral network, but they don't stay in touch with that referral network in the same way. So it sounds like you're engaging that almost like these are part of your client base.
Like you heard me say, Bo, when she started talking about her party, I'm like, I know, I got an invitation. Like you, I got an invitation to the event before she even talked about the event.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I really come from a heart of, I feel I'm a minority. I am, right? And then at times, events, I just feel like I'm not comfortable. Even though I might seem to extrovert, outgoing, but at the event, honestly, I'm not very comfortable. And then I just like, you know, probably there are more of me out there. So why not have an event that's casual and not, I'm not highlighting this person or that person. And everybody's equal. I like that. You know, I just always believe that everybody is equal, no matter what our skin color is, male, female, or, you know, whatever it is. Why can't we just be kind and help each other if we truly can? It's not, you know, hey, if you give me an escrow, I'll do this for you. No, I don't do that. So I think at this stage of my career, I just want to continue to have fun and enjoy what I do and help others. And, oh, very important is listen. Like, no matter it's agent or, you know, listen. And I think showing respect to somebody else's time and space is also very important too. People want to ask me questions like I'm in the middle of something, then I really would prefer, like, things like they ask, they should go to their coach, you know, and I'd be very respectful, defer their question to their coach, because, you know, but things like that. But I meant it wholeheartedly, being part of Keller Williams family and being, you know, in Gary Keller's mastermind group and hear what he has to say, what he has to share, and learn from that. You know, I just feel like, even though I'm in business for 22 years-ish, I feel like my real estate thinking really started for 2016. And just like, wow, you know, all the smart people doing all the thing this way or different ways. And what can I do? What am I comfortable with? Oh, one thing I think takeaway is, a luxury symposium I want to share here is all our digital footprint. I think it's important. I need to do that too, to go back and review how I might think on digitally, and then remove some video if I don't want them to be there anymore, because all our clients now check us out before they even meet us. Mm-hmm. So gosh, you know, got to manage our image accordingly.
You shared a little bit about the strong legacy you carried forward from your parents in supporting you. And you were telling us a little bit about how you're thinking about, like, really long-term, like some,
yeah,
you know, not just Thanksgiving, but 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 yeah. years from now, how you're thinking about your legacy. I'd love for you to share just a little bit about, how did you come to that? Sounds like you've done some really thoughtful things to think about how you can continue to give back even after you're not.
Yeah. So even a few years after real estate, I actually went back to my high school Steve Austin scholarship. I'll give in scholarship for the graduating seniors. We did a few years that after that, we kind of stopped because the politics, you know, of the school. And then what I did, because I did my undergrad at UC San Diego, I did my master at USC, but for UC San Diego, I actually stayed on a scholarship. And I want to continue probably my estate, or quite a bit of my estate, when I pass, will go to the scholarship to help the students. And I don't have any requirement. Instead, my father told me, well, why don't you just let the school decide whoever deserves the scholarship, they then, you know, there's a school awarded. So that's kind of my thinking, that I want to pay it forward and I want to help the less fortunate one or very gifted students. I have even a small money that to help them part of the way so they can have a better, brighter future. And I firmly believe in education. So whatever I can help, that's kind of what I want to do. And, you know, even little things here and there, you know, whatever I could contribute, I was like, okay, I would say my assistant, please go and make donation here, donation there. I think even though it's a very small way, but I just hopeful everybody will pay it forward. And I always tell my friends, you know, or people I help, they go, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? I say, pay it forward. When you're not in a position, you can help others pay it forward. And sometimes it's just not monetary. It's just being there for that person or being there for pick up something for them, deliver. Things like that. I think there are so many ways this world, that if we be more kind to others and really, truly care, I think we'll be a much happier place. And then even for myself, I'm just like, I need to make sure, and then this is what I need to do, is I need to kind of look at my circle of friends and then to really, like, invest my time. I won't say spend the time, invest my time with people I want to invest with. That Julia, you know, I always love to see Julia. She's so cool. And then, you know, she's like, she's our poster child. I mean, she represents us on leadership level. Yeah. So I just come from a giving heart and whoever I can help. I mean, how I can help. And at the same time, it's moving forward.
Linda, I think this is a good place to wrap it up. But we talk about wealth building, and obviously it's more than money, right? You can be wealthy in a lot of areas. I think you're wealthy in the relationships that you have. You obviously are very joyful. You are very happy. And like you said, a lot of times you love what you do. You're just having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that in itself is something that we aspire to have as part of our wealth. You know, it's just the wealth of happiness, and you certainly exhibit that. And thank you. Is there anything you'd like to say? One thing you'd like to leave the audience with in terms of real estate or wealth building?
I think number one will be confidence in yourself, confidence in what you do, you know, in real estate, in whatever your career position you're in. And it's also in wealth building. I was very lucky to invest in the AI stock. They had done pretty well. So by luck, my cousin told me, hey, this is some good stock to buy. And I did that and then just let it ride. And I just think that believe in yourself and utilize, leverage the environment, the positive environment you are in, and pay it forward. And then my slogan, mantra is onward and upward, you know, onward and upward, and continue to do great things for your clients, for your communities, and hold yourself accountable for your action and for whatever we say and whatever we do.
Thank you so much. Always a joy to see you, Linda. Also, when I see Linda, she never lets me get away without us taking a picture. Linda, Linda loves life. But I thank you so much for being on this podcast. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with the audience. And for those of you who are listening to us or watching us on YouTube, we will catch you next time on another fabulous episode of the Color of Money podcast. Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information. Warning. You must comply with the TCPA and any other federal, state, or local laws, including for B2B calls and texts. Never call or text a number on any do not call list, and do not use an auto dialer or artificial voice or pre-recorded messages without proper consent. Contact your attorney to ensure your compliance.